But right now it's time for our annual Christmas special with Martha Stewartville. Welcome, Martha, and what have you got for us today?
Oh, thank you very much. Nice of your piano player to be here today.
Sure. Well, you're a very special Martha Stewartville, so we wanted to introduce you appropriately.
You know that seemingly worthless little spare tire in the trunk of your car?
Oh, yeah, the spare tire. Never use it, yes.
With a pair of pinking shears and a few incidentals, you can turn that drab little spare tire into a beautiful Christmas wreath to hang over the mantelpiece.
A spare tire?
Well, first we take the tire. And with a pair of tire irons I happen to keep in the kitchen drawer, as well as a 10-pound rubber mallet that I use for tenderizing beef, you simply remove the tire from the rim.
I just wanted to help you there. Okay, now what do we do with the rim?
Well, don't throw that away.
Don't throw it away.
No. You can use that rim to make a lovely centerpiece.
A tire?
Yes, and I always save the hubcap to cook my scalloped potatoes in. You can use it as a delightfully unique serving dish.
Well, back to the wreath.
With my nail polish, I paint little holly berries around the white wall portion. Or if you don't have white walls, you can make one with some white band-aids. Takes about 300 of them to cover the tire. How does that look?
It looks like a burnt bagel with a case of the measles.
Right. But now we take some old green shag carpeting that you can buy for about $85 a yard, and paste that around the tire tread so that it looks like a beautiful Christmas wreath.
Very attractive.
Isn't that attractive? Now hand me that sledgehammer and
The sledgehammer.
Hang it over this nice brick mantelpiece with a railroad spike. And would you hand me the blue gun, too?
Yes, the blue gun there.
Charlie, the glue gun.
Okay.
Not the blue gun, the glue gun.
The glue gun. Okay, now what are you doing?
Oh, no.
The bricks fell out. The mantle collapsed, and the wreath is in the fireplace.
Confounded dad-blame crap they sell you these days. You can't find a decent redwood spike anywhere. Of all the cheap two-bit... Well, when things go a little awry, I always try to create a victory from a seeming defeat. You know, rubber makes a delightful Yuletide fire in your fireplace, and the shag carpeting's an effective and decorative starter for the place. Hand me that blowtorch over there, would you, Roger?